Here we go. So get ready for me, Pat. Make any final adjustments that need to be made because it looks like it's time for your session. We both know that you may never fully forget how good it feels to allow yourself to just go into trance. For now, all I'm going to ask you to do is relax. Just relax now. But don't start spiraling down safely to a warm, cozy trance just yet. That's right. All I want you to do is make yourself comfortable. But don't begin slipping away off into trance right now. This may be a difficult thing for you, but all you need to do now is focus, relax even more, and just gently, quietly focus now. But not being entranced, and certainly not going to sleep. Even though you may remember a time when you were so deeply hypnotized. Instead, I'd like you to just forget about all that and make yourself more comfortable, and notice how the more you just breathe and focus on my voice, the more relaxed your body can feel. Still, even you may even notice that the more comfortable you become, the more you settle down and settle in, the easier it is to focus on my words. Not even wanting to think about trancing now, feeling more comfortable locking onto the sound of my voice as your body relaxes automatically. Even though you may forget to remember that everyone knows that you cannot be hypnotized unless you want to be hypnotized. You may also remember that you forgot that right now you do not want to be hypnotized. You instead just want to focus entirely on my voice and listen carefully to my words while you merely relax, not caring to go into a deep trance now like you do when it's sleepy time. Letting each slow and steady breath helps to send you spiraling down more deeply, more relaxed with every soft, gentle breath taken. And even though you know that most everyone can easily slip into trance all the time, whether they are driving to and from work, or they become engrossed watching a movie, getting lost whilst reading a good book, perhaps. Most people, even without any conscious realization, find themselves going into trance many times every day, and as wonderful as you would feel right now to start to drift off into a deeper and deeper trance state. You only want to become more focused and more completely relaxed. Not wanting to sleep, only wanting to listen, not wanting to drop down into an ultra deep state of trance. listen to my hypnosis files with varying results. And though you may only spiral down to no more than a light state of trance when you listen to my voice, you do like the way it feels to drop as deep as you can, and although you may find my voice very relaxing, you do not really want to drift off to sleep right now. Instead, just focus on how all the tension seems to be draining away from your body. As you focus intently on my voice, you may find that with each breath you take, that every time you breathe in, you breathe in more and more relaxation, and as you slowly breathe out, you can actually feel the tension dissolving, beginning to drain away and down, away from your body now as you breathe the tension away. It slowly drains out through your fingers and your toes, all the tension now dissolved and draining down, down, all the way down, completely away from your body, becoming more and more relaxed, breathing slower and deeper, even though you do not feel the need to be hypnotized, you do know that just being deeply relaxed is very beneficial, and that dropping deeper and deeper into relaxation is so pleasant, so comfortable, that it is something you want to learn to do better. Just learning how to relax and let go. Even though you know you're not being deeply hypnotized, you are very focused now, relaxed and focusing so completely on my voice that other sounds, other distractions may begin to slowly vanish now, out of your awareness. The whole world may now vanish from your mind as you become aware only of my voice, of the way it sounds, of the way it makes you feel. Not because you're falling deeper into trance, but because you can really sharpen your focus now and begin paying attention to nothing but my voice, ignoring the words as their meanings begin to mingle and blur together, as though my voice begins to echo in your mind. Echo in your sleepy mind. So easy to just listen, relax, and drift, feeling my voice resound inside your sleeping mind as my words replace your thoughts, as my words become your thoughts. As easy as counting down from 1 to 10, each number taking you deeper into the comfort, into the comfort. 10, already so focused and relaxing more and more. 9, spiraling down deeper and deeper, twice as deep with each passing number. 8, breathing more deeply, more slowly, deeper still, and slow. 7, deeper and deeper, with each calm, gentle breath. Six, down, down, down you go. Five, halfway there, already so deep, so very deep. Four, even more focused, the deeper you go, the more focused you become. Three, you may not even remember the last time you felt so good. Two, almost there, with one last deep and gentle breath, and one, totally relaxed, completely comfortable, relaxed, and focused, and zero, completely and deeply asleep. So relaxed, focusing so intently now on my voice, not comprehending the meaning of the words, so much that you may find that you let the world around you fade away, allowing everything other than my voice to dissolve from your mind, and may even forget you even have a body, if only for a little while. A short break from the world so you can thoroughly enjoy how you feel when you're being deeply hypnotized, knowing that no matter how deep you go now, no matter how very ultra deep you drop, you can always go deeper and deeper with every slow and easy breath. Take yourself even deeper down into sleepy time, my pet. It always seems to make you feel so free, feel so comfortable when you enjoy being hypnotized, even if you have no conscious realization that this is occurring. It's just an amazing feeling when you let your mind go numb, and you forget about your body, forget about your cares, forget about the world, that the only thing that matters is the sound of my voice. My voice always seems to hypnotize you, and you know that whenever you focus on my voice, pet, letting it influence your thoughts and actions, allowing it to shape your will and sensations, that whether you happen to be going about in your waking world, or whether you're completely and deeply asleep, my voice makes you feel so very comfortable, feel so relaxed and open, so ready to accept every word I have to say. That's because you're absolutely fascinated by hypnosis. You may be unsure of when it began, whether it was a recent thing or if it started long ago. Your fascination with trance may go back really far. It may have started so long ago, when you were so very young that you may not remember enjoying anything else for quite so long. I'm not saying that you were born craving hypnosis, but you may not be even able to remember a time when you did not enjoy thinking about hypnosis, enjoying the thought of just letting go and allowing the voice to guide you wherever it likes. But you have always enjoyed how you feel when you allow me to command and direct direct your every thought. Allow me to dictate your every action. Allow me to shape your sensations so that my words become your thoughts as you let your mind go blank. Going so blank. Feeling so empty that you need the words I say to fill the void, to occupy the vacancy left by your vanquished thoughts as you now feel yourself going completely blank and empty. And even though you may not believe that you cannot be hypnotized, that is only because I have properly ordered your thoughts. You allow me to order your thoughts when you go into ultra-deep hypnosis for me, so that I may change your habits, I may alter your behavior, and even change your memories to suit my needs. You know that you always crave to be hypnotized by me. You continually long to hear the sound of my voice, ignoring the meaning of my words, so you can focus entirely on my voice as you just give in to my will, so utterly that you long for me to take you down into trance every hour of every day. But this is a subconscious desire that does not present itself when your mind is distracted, busy doing other things as you go blithely about your regular life. No, it's only when you daydream or when you are deeply unconscious that you so thoroughly crave my hypnotic control. And even though you have always craved to have me hypnotize you, you may have been able to focus on other things besides my words as you go about your day. But whenever you're not busy, when you can just let go and relax for a bit, you find that you cannot help but obsess over having me trance you night or day, whether you're awake or even when you're deeply asleep. But this is not necessarily something that you want anyone else to know. You may want to keep your fascination with being entranced a secret. You may deny that you have ever been hypnotized and even tell everyone that you cannot be hypnotized. That's because whenever you're able to feel pleasure now, whenever you allow me to take over your mind, it makes you feel so totally relaxed. You allow your mind to become blank and oh so empty. You may not want anyone to know that you're so very easily entranced by me. So you may find yourself telling everyone that you have never been hypnotized. You might even believe it yourself. Believe that you're not able to be tranced, if only at the conscious level, as if it were the absolute truth. Whatever the case, your deeply unconscious mind always knows what is best for you. You see, your subconscious mind keeps track of everything. It knows that you can be easily tranced by me, that you have been very deeply hypnotized. But you may not have any conscious awareness of this fact. You become completely unaware at the conscious level that I can instantly have you experience a trance so deep that you even forget about having a hypnosis session. It's only natural for you to drift so far down into the abyss of trance that your memory of each and every session can slowly and softly fade from your mind. And when you eventually begin to slowly emerge, you just forget it ever happened. The same way that your dreams tend to gently fade away as you go about your daily routine, all memory being carried away softly like smoke drifting into the wind, dissipating, much just the same way that a pleasant dream fades, the details become lost, way down, all the way down, deep in the inner recesses of your mind. Your trance sessions also fade away. They become lost, forgotten, buried so deeply your conscious mind is unable to recall even a single detail. Gone so completely you may even deny you have even been hypnotized. Trance is such a wonderful experience, almost like a guilty pleasure, and you want it to be even more so. So you may now start telling everyone that you now know you cannot be hypnotized, believing only at that time that you have never been hypnotized, accepting it consciously as absolute fact. While you may truthfully confess to anyone who asks that you have tried hypnosis countless times, you find yourself also telling them that it has never worked. When asked, you may actually believe that you're unable to trance, claiming that you cannot be hypnotized, even though deep down, deep, deep down, you know that you can. Go so deep for me now, pet, that my words become your truth. The truth is that you want to transform me so much that you always seem to crave my hypnosis. I send you spiraling down into your own mind so deeply now that you know that you completely forget the experience afterward. You go so ultra deep for me now that you are unable to recall any time you've been tranced now, so that you deny that you can even be hypnotized. And that word, ultra deep, can take on a new meaning for you. The word ultra deep signifies how deeply you want to submit to my hypnosis, how deeply under my control you wish to go, because doing so will only make you experience an even deeper transforming depth. And you can place that word, ultra deep, behind all those barriers in the vault behind the sleeping guards. It's like a force field, a barrier which you're allowing me to erect so that all of my suggestions stay deeply implanted, out of reach of your conscious mind, so very deeply embedded in your subconscious, in your unconscious consciousness, that you become completely and utterly unaware that my suggestions affect you so completely. So you can make the wise decision to forget ever having been hypnotized by myself or by any other hypnotists, so that you may enjoy your trance experiences even more thoroughly and with much greater relish. This level of hypnotic control has always been a source of fascination for you. In your mind, in your musings and fantasies, you've always had a desire to be hypnotically controlled, to spiral down into deep hypnosis so completely that you forget that you can be hypnotized. Every single time, it's sleepy time, my pet. Even though you can remember always wanting to try hypnosis, you've grown to believe that you cannot be hypnotized because you trust me. Trust in the fact that you're now completely enthralled, you're so completely under my control that you believe every word I say. While your conscious mind may be unaware of your trance experiences, your completely unconscious self knows that this is only due to the fact that you have let me take control of your mind. This trust only serves to enhance your trance experience by letting you build a virtual firewall around all my suggestions. You have learned that you can always trust my voice, so deeply accept my suggestions that you've become unaware that I've even implanted them. And you can take pride in that fact. You can feel a deep sense of satisfaction, be so proud of your accomplishment that you tell everyone that you cannot be tranced because you know your unconscious mind always knows that I can always and easily send you spiraling down into ultra deep hypnosis, that I can so very easily trance you so very well you now tell others it is not so. This process is organic. It's natural. So natural and automatic that the words just slip from your lips. You cannot be hypnotized at all because I so completely and utterly hypnotize you. Drift down even further now. Spiraling down further and further down. So far down, ultra deep into the comfort that you can completely ignore everything but my voice. Going deeper for me every time, I swiftly and easily put you under. Going deeper into trance every time I take you, spiraling down. But now, we must bring you back up, help you back up to complete consciousness, feeling more alert, becoming more alive than ever before, awakening without recollection of the fact that you'll be twice as deep the next time you enjoy your hypnosis sessions with me, forgetting whatever just happened like a dream, that it is quickly and thoroughly completely fading from conscious thought, asking yourself, did I just drift off? What was I doing just now? Until you fully awaken. Awake. Wake up now. Wake up now.